do this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
You do know you're singing live on the air.
I do know.
I just want to make sure you know.
I was laughing at myself the entire time.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want any later on. Corey, can you edit that?
No.
Hang with me in my MMO. So many places.
Wow.
We can go. You'll never see my actual face.
That is the lovely Felicia Day.
She is lovely.
There's a trailer of her up on our site, some new venture that she's doing.
Which will be awesome because she is amazing.
You know.
And she's been on a couple of episodes of Eureka lately.
I have no idea what Eureka is.
Oh, Eureka is a sci-fi television show. It's awesome.
It sounds familiar. I know. I just know I saw her on Buffy. And I was very excited.
She was on Buffy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen all of them?
No.
Okay, well, then I won't give it away, but she's in the last season is all I'll tell you.
I've never actually watched Buffy, so...
A recurring role on Buffy. Face.
I did not know
sweet
that.
Sweet character.
I learn something new every day.
Well, see, a lot of y'all didn't know. Y'all just thought she was a gamer turned actress. She's actress and gamer, not turned one or the other.
Hot gamer. Holy cow.
Ooh, we're going to have to throw some ice on Ginger. Okay.
Redhead. I'm jealous.
So, a redhead who likes redheads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid.
Corey should dye her head red.
No, I was a redhead for all of a few minutes. I do not look good as a redhead. I'm twittering about you and Felicia Day.
Oh, Felicia. XOXOXOXO group.
Lord.
You know you love me.
Y'all get the ice. Get the ice. Put in a bucket. Put in a bucket.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Hands above the desk.
I had to get up and get a blanket. It was cold.
It is cold. I hate this. I love and I hate this time of the year when it's both hot and cold in your house. You don't know what to do.
Yes, yes. Because if I turn off the little AC in my little office area, it's going to get hot. Because my computer. But, yeah. If I leave it on, my legs get cold.
I have a blanket on, too. How many of you out there have blankets?
Blankets. I need to find my big fuzzy blanket. I don't know where it is.
No, there will be no Leroy tonight, Jay. It's nighttime. We're trying to keep it
Jay!
Easy.
Boobies. You know that's what he came here for.
I do want to say a quick hello to Blaster. Baby Blaster did pop in earlier. He was going to try to sit in with us, but Baby Blaster said,
Baby Blaster said, this is all about me.
It's all about me, and I'm not big enough to hold a controller, let alone know what it is.
So cute. So adorable. I just want to hold him and cuddle him and squeeze him and smell him. Oh, I want to smell him.
I want to kiss him.
Yes, and kiss them. Oh, and the baby soft skin, the little fluffy downy hair, and oh,
that's gonna be amazing, kid, in more ways than one. Good kid, but please, Blaster, don't corrupt the baby, please.
Yes, leave that for us.
He said Thursdays are uncensored. Don't write checks the boobs can't cash.
You never know, Jay. I could be like some 60-year-old truck driver guy with just a really high-pitched voice.
And to quote my grandmother, I'll be damned. Because that's what she'd say. I'm going to give Jay some boobies. And if you're not live in the chat room, you're not going to get to see them. Jay, are you ready for these boobies? Are you ready for this jelly? Boobies!
Nice.
He has a 30-second delay on his BAM. But there you go. Boobies. Boobies are only for the morning, Jane. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Boobies are good for any time of day.
But no. He gets boobies in the morning because he's at work. Oh, see, cool. We have to keep him going. Keep him going. Real quick, let's get the business part out of the way. He says, I'm ready. It's too late. You already got the boobies. Let's get the business out of the way. I do want to run this one more time if I can find it. That is. Thank God for search features. Wait a minute. I can't spell either, so search features don't help when it's... All right, here we go.
A comes before B.
Here we go. Make sure you pay special attention to this ad. Pay attention.
The Extra Life video game marathon is coming on October 15th. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to get off the couch. Sign up at extra-life.org. Then get friends and family members to give you money to play. On October 15th at 8 a.m., play any games you want on any system for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up. extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
I should have done that as much as I play games. I mean,
well, yeah. We're doing our part. I did go and hand out flyers. And you know what the funny part is? This week I handed out flyers. Last Friday I handed out flyers at an elementary school not far from the medical center and ran into somebody who, one of the nurses who actually works at the Texas Children's Hospital. She had on her scrubs. And she was very, very excited to see me, and she took a bunch of them from me. So that took that took a little bit of the pressure off. Handed to a lot of parents, one who was trying to explain to me that she wasn't a gamer. I said, look here, lady, you got kids at your house.
Yes.
So do this. Hello, Patrick. How are you, darling? Welcome to the chat room. But I'm
Patrick.
I told her, go ahead and take some. So hopefully you'll see a lot of kids, and I will be out. Our Microsoft store. I just have my dates confused, honest to goodness. I'm not sure if the Microsoft thing is happening tomorrow or is Saturday. Either way, I will be there. I never turn down gaming and a floor-to-ceiling TV. Never. That stretches around the store. Never. I will never turn that down. I tweeted those pictures, didn't I? If I didn't, we're in trouble because I don't think I still have them. Oh, yeah, I do on a disc. Wait a minute.
I'm not for certain.
I think I
need to go back and check.
If I didn't Twitter them, I'll try to put them up at some point. Or I'll just take new ones. I'm going out to the Microsoft store. So, that's going to be lovely. Lovely.
Very lovely. Very lovely.
And I do not exaggerate when I say floor-to-ceiling television, HD. It's not like your HD at home where it's sitting on a pedestal. It is the wall, literally, flat, just lovely, delicious.
This is why you want to like what I have. My projector. Mm-hmm. They come in HD.
Well, this is not a projector. It's an actual TV.
I see mine's projector.
I like that projector,
it's on the ceiling.
I could do with the
and it is the wall.
It is the wall. So that's going to be awesome. If you are not in the Houston area, find your local game something. You still got time to try to at least get them involved if they're not already. Or just sit at home. Get out your games. Get your 5-hour energy and a pot of coffee going and just do this. Just play. Just play. It's a very good cause.
Just play. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any sponsors, but I'm just going to stay up and play just for support.
Yes, I like that idea. I think I will stay up and play just for support.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. We got a bunch of stuff we need to be talking about.
Did you just see this news story, the one over the Apple image?
Wait, do share. Did it just pop up? Because I love when they do this late.
Yes. It just... And oh my God, a moth just tried to fly into my drink. I don't like that. I hate moths. Screw you, moths. Go away.
You didn't scream this time. She didn't scream at night. In the morning, you would have.
All right. So I think it was you who linked it up on Facebook a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Mack made an Apple logo a while back, a couple of weeks before.
Steve Jobs test.
Steve Jobs, yeah. Well, maybe months. Okay. Anyways, months before Steve Jobs' death. And the logo is of the Apple, of course, but instead of the bite being taken out of the Apple. I'm sorry, guys. My brain is woo tonight. Okay. And I'm not even drinking. Crazy.
It's birthday drink. Birthday brain.
Apparently, birthday brain. Anyways, instead of the bite being taken out of the Apple, it's Steve Jobs' face, his silhouette on the Apple. And apparently, there's a dispute going over it now. All right, so what do they say? They say, a few personal journeys can shed as much light on the age we live in as the one traveled by Jonathan Mack in the past week. Mr. Mack is a university student in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Went from being an aspiring graphic designer to an internet sensation overnight because of this image.
Now, what went wrong?
Mr. Mack became the subject of derisive internet postings and negative news media reports. His design, it turned out, closely matched one produced earlier this year by Chris Thornley, a British graphic artist.
Okay, Ginger, we're losing you. Ginger, hello? Oh, no. Well, while we get Ginger back, or maybe it's me. I really can't tell. While we wait for Ginger to get back, you guys let me know in the chat room if you can hear me. Or Ginger, let me know if you can hear me. Live show here. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, we lost Ginger. All right, let me go on to what some of the things I want to talk about. This morning we got some interesting news in regarding some things having to do with women in tech. One of them was over at VentureBeat, which is the three biggest myths about women in tech, was a very good article written by one Miss Allison Scott, PhD. And there was another good one I wanted to talk about as well from Laurelyn McWilliams. If you were listening this morning, you heard me mention her. And she's one of the VPs of creative license over at iWin. If you're not familiar with iWin, they were kind of like a Pogo, you know, those little portal type things. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, GLaDOS grabbed Ginger and took her away. She's completely offline and most likely cussing up storm. Ginger, if you are listening on your on your phone, let me give the call-in number. Poor Ginger. It is 347-215-7977. You could call in if you like, Ginger. Poor baby. She is probably not having the happies right now. Oh, she says she's here, but it's spinning. Poor baby.
Here we go. Time Warner, I hate you. I hate you with a passion, Time Warner.
Comcast, Xfinity, yeah.
Yes, yes.
GLaDOS is picking on Ginger because it's her birthday. Did y'all hear me take that big old slurp of mine?
Yes, I just did. Yeah.
I tried to mute it. It didn't work out. Y'all liked it. Act like you like it. Anyway. Do you want to continue what you were talking about before I jump into this?
Sure. Pretty much what it comes down to is Mr. Mack's design resembles a lot like another guy's, Mr. Thornley, who is, I think they said French. I can't find it now. But anyways, his wife actually found it on the internet and contacted Mr. Mack and said, hey, your design looks exactly like my husband's, except instead of it being a white apple with a black Steve Jobs silhouette, ours is a black apple with a white silhouette and at a slightly different angle. So they're saying Mr. Mack, the younger gentleman, copied Mr. Thornley's.
He already said that he wasn't the first one to do it and somebody else had done it, you know, he found out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he, you know, tried to pass, say, you know, I'm the only one who's ever done it. Love me.
He's getting griefed and trolled, and apparently Mr. Thornley's wife, Miss Cesar, is talking to the press. And
is her husband dead or something?
You know some of those women. I shouldn't say that. It's not just women that do this. You know those spouses out there that can't live on their own. No, no. They have to live through their spouse's accomplishments.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole lot of eye rolling. Bitch, if your husband's not bothered, then why?
I don't know. And if he's not got the cojones to say something, what? Is he not able to speak on his own?
Apparently he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is crazy. I think it's a touching tribute. I don't care who started it.
How about we put both up and you guys sell them and donate all the proceeds to cancer? There you go.
Exactly. Yes, 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 exactly. because that's what Ms. Cesar was going on about. You know, my husband did this in memory of everybody who's worked. He thought it was so awesome that Steve Jobs worked through all his cancer and through his treatments and da-da-da-da-da and how strong he was. And, yeah, that's great. Why can't we have either or? Yours is white and black. His is black and white. What's the big deal?
Because we want the money.
Yes, that's exactly what they want. They want the name. They want the money. They want the fame.
Well, I'm moving along.
And all I got to say is both of y'all are doing it off of Steve Jobs. So, wasn't your fame in the first place?
Now, I got to back it up because Ginger was gone when I started. Remember I was talking about Laura Lynn this morning, who was the VP at iWin, or she originally was anyway. Or no, I'm sorry, she is now, and she used to work on Free Roams. Laura Lynn, you need a new name, chick. Laura Lynn McWilliams.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one who trips over names.
You know what? I'm looking at her, and I think I know her. I need to look her up on LinkedIn, because there was a woman who's, ironically, there's a picture of her on my wall that has the same bright red hair. I will link you guys. And I only knew her by her gamer tag. And I'm wondering if this is her real name. I'm going to go in and compare pictures. Either way, brilliant woman. There you guys go in the chat room. Ha ha. Those of you who are not in the chat room, you don't get to see it. But she's talking about... she's at GDC this week, the online session, and she said she started by listing games that she loves, like Oblivion, and games that she worked on. She worked on Stitch for Disney. I'm sorry, yes, Stitch for Disney for PS2. She's also worked on Free Roams. You guys remember Free Roams, right?
Yeah, I played Free Roams.
And she said the most important thing that she thought was, what did I quote her this morning? I'm all crazy because Ginger left. Ginger threw me off.
I know. It's going to be one of those nights all night long. Sorry, people.
Okay, yeah. So her advice to aspiring developers was get over yourselves and learn how to enjoy making games your audience wants to play. Now, she says a lot of stuff in this article I agree and disagree with. She was, you know, talking about how she didn't want to make Barbie Horse Adventures. But the thing that stood out to me is she was saying, or that she said she thinks it's super frustrating and says if we want more games for women, we need more women in the industry. And she says that's true on one hand, but it's also bullshit. She says, are we going to start hiring 10-year-old kids to make games for 10-year-olds? Yes, Laurelyn, sometimes they do hire kids to consult because when you're not 10,
you don't know.
Yes, sometimes it's hard to get back into that frame of mind. When you're 40, it's hard to remember what it was like to be 10, just like inherently – though the men may mean well, if you've never been a woman, you don't know how women think. It's kind of hard to get into that frame of mind. Therefore, that's why we get games where a lot of times you hear us bitching here. We're trying to figure out what the hell were they thinking when they made that. They were thinking that we like it, is what they were thinking, honestly.
Yes. No, sorry. The jiggly boobs in some of the games. I'm like, wait, what?
I think honestly, they just don't know any better.
Yeah. Something.
Now, she's saying...
A 13-year-old pervert boy is doing it. Well, that's too.
Okay, she's also talking... You're bad.
yeah.
But she's also talking about how a lot of developers are sticking... Or becoming... What's the word I'm looking for? Haughty is a good word, I guess. Snobby, thinking, you know, we can do better than them type of deal. She said, and they had the same thing when dealing with MapleStory. Free Roams. You know how Free Roams even still around?
I believe Free Roams is still around, yes.
Hello, Miss Issa. Okay, so have you played both? I have never played in Free Roams.
Free Roams, very shortly. MapleStory, I don't think I've ever played.
I played MapleStory. I thought you said you played it. Maybe that was Snow.
There's so many free MMOs that I've played for just a little bit here and there and been like, ick.
Oh, by the way, Snow is out sick, in case you guys were wondering. She's out sick, and Baby Blaster is yelling, blowing up Blaster's ears.
Blowing up diapers.
With cute little cries. Oh, so adorable.
He's so adorable.
So now, Ginger, do you think this is what's going on? We have a lot of, we had some of that this morning, too, with EA saying, we're better than first-person shooters, even.
Yes, and I don't understand it. I might understand it were any of these people making a new game, making something that wasn't already out there and remade a billion times over.
True.
But to say that, you know, oh, ours is better than yours, MMOs are better than first-person shooters, third-person shooters, any of this, or our company is better than yours because we use this engine or that engine. No, none of y'all right now, and I play a lot of games, and we talk about a lot of games all day long, none of y'all, even you Halo people, I love you. Love you, Microsoft. Bring me Halo. are really making anything that I'm excited over. I might take one side or the other where any of your stuff, anything really to talk about. The only company I can really think of right now, the game that I'm really wanting to play is Salem. And they come from a smaller company a lot of people don't really think about too much.
Paradox Interactive.
Paradox, yeah. Paradox Interactive.
And they put out a ton of games, actually.
They put out a ton of games. All right, and some of them are hit or miss. A lot of them are really good. A lot of them are damn good. And for as many games as they just keep churning out all the time, it's amazing. And some of those games, I'm like, no, I'm never in this.
What was the one I
give
you? What was the one that you had to review? You were like, Tori, I don't.
I do not like green eggs and ham. You know.
Not at all. Where is the uninstall button on this?
See that, and you hit the nail on the head. There's not a whole lot of games out to be excited about, even though EA was going on this morning about how they are comparable now to a first-person shooter with their sports genre, which I think is absurd.
No, we went on about that today. And I'm sorry, your basketball is not the same as my Halo.
Of course it is.
No, not unless I'm able to use the basketball to blow your head off.
Now that would be an interesting game.
Yes, you know, I toss it at you and your head just explodes. That'd be awesome.
Oh,
you know, or we're
like grenade ball.
Ooh, grenade ball. Oh, I like that.
See, why are we designing games on the show? This is why I think we're having so much dissension. This is why I think also they're having to move to so many free to play models with MMOs because they're not being original. As we were talking about, we were also talking about this earlier in the week. It was Gabe Newell, of all people, who was saying there's no more original MMOs. Everything's, he said, a World of Warcraft clone, but I took it back further. It's EverQuest clones. EverQuest is one of the first, if not the first, major MMOs. Them and Anarchy Online are probably some of the oldest.
Uh-huh.
And everybody copies one or those two games, one or the other of those games, and says, oh, we've done something great and new. Not necessarily. We've had some trailblazers, and unfortunately, because there's so many clones of World of Warcraft or EverQuest, we don't get to see a lot of the really good ones that one of which we always talk about. Fallen Earth is
beautiful, and if they had a better chat system,
their chat system's a little crazy.
Their chat system is crappy, and Fallen Earth people, I wish y'all would listen to me, please. Please, if you just fix that to where I can actually have the social environment of an MMORPG inside the game, you would never get rid of me. I love the gameplay. I love the gameplay. But I am a girl, and I play because, I mean, not only do I love to kill things. Oh, God, I love to kill zombies. 2x4 to the face.
Oh, yes. You.
Yes. But I love the social aspect, and that game does not give me the social environment. And I will so totally admit, the number one thing that keeps me coming back into Second Life, because that's not really an MMORPG, not really, is the social aspect. There's not really too much of a game aspect to it.
It's the clothes.
Oh, the clothes is beautiful. But it's a social thing that I keep coming back for. And that's why I stuck with a lot of MMOs for so long.
Well, see, Jay, they weren't talking about sales. They were saying that people love them just as much. Or, you know, their club is comparable. I forgot some kind of weird way they tried to phrase it, but it wasn't the sales. It had to do with their community or something. But as I said this morning, and we may have lost you at that point because we were just talking all over into the non-streaming, but you can't compare the two genres. You can't compare a sports genre to a first-person shooter. It's like saying comparing basketball and football. It just doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Saying these fans are better. And to that end, EA has no competition to compare themselves to, period, because they bought out the competition. So
yes.
How can you say you're the best?
And then they ruined games.
Yeah, the Rune games. Forever.
Dark Age Camelot.
Yes, EA has destroyed more really good innovative games than they've made new ones. Now, that being said, Battlefield is fucking awesome. I will give them the credit. I do love Battlefield.
You played part of the beta the other day, right?
I played the beta that was not last weekend, the weekend before, because that's when I lost my internet connection. I was hot because I was ready to play.
Yeah.
I was texting, and
I think you were on Skype on your...
No, I didn't have this phone yet, so I wasn't on Skype. I didn't have the new drawer.
You were something, and I know I got messages about your internet being out. You were hot.
Yes, because I had just gotten the hang of my sniper rifle, and then I was all set to get up the next day. Y'all know what it's like. You do all your household chores. You do all your laundry. You wash up the dishes. You cook for 2 or 3 days, because mm-hmm. that's how I roll. So I don't have to cook.
I'm moving up, Corey.
I do, because I don't want my gaming time interrupted. I take the phone off the hook. So if you really need to reach me, I got the cell phone next to me. Text me and call me there, only if it's an emergency. And I was ready. No internet.
See, I turn my ringer off, and I turn my phone, the vibrator off, so it just blinks. And every once in a while, I'll check it. If it's blinking, I'll be like, oh, all right, you texted me. I will text you back in a week when I'm done.
But see, I'm back to the crazy folks at EA. I am afraid for EA at some point, the way the industry's changing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a monopoly on something, and they have their fingers, and they always had their fingers in too many pies. And not those fun pies. Like American pie. Not those fun kind of pies. But they're always, I mean, if you're not I'm one of those people, I love to watch, you know, what goes on, especially TVs, networks, and gaming publishers. I love just watching to see what they're going to do. But if you think back from the very beginning, EA went, they started just buying people out. And in recent years, they've bought up things that have absolutely nothing to do with them being EA. I think they tried to get into music business at one point. They bought out a karaoke site and ended up shutting the site down because it started doing terrible. They started, you know, putting too much of themselves in it. People couldn't sing this anymore, and we have to get rid of this music. And so it's like they're stretched thin. Now they're trying to go up against Steam. And again, as you know, my analogy, my Godzilla, Godzilla versus, you know, man, they're going to stomp on them. Steam does what they do because they were the first one to do it. They do it well. And EA has already shown that they are epic fail on any type of download store. This Origin is not new. They just rebranded it.
And that Origin steals, let me rephrase this. Origin doesn't steal the information because they right up tell you what they're going to do. And you know they're going to do it when you install the software. If you read this, they take all sorts of information off of your computer that has nothing to do with the games you're playing. And it's, no. You're not gonna molest my computer files like that. You're not gonna do it. You're not gonna. I don't want you seeing what porn I'm looking at.
I'm about to test that out for the first time next week. I'm gonna test it because I can't obviously leave. Well, I might. I don't know. I'm scared. I may just go down and pick it up. I'm that scared to mess with Origin. It is not on my computer yet. For some reason, Here's the good part about having your operating system not on Windows 8 yet. Some things I can circumvent just because I'm still an XP. So, where's Ginger? Did we lose you again? Uh-oh. Ginger. Oh, we lost our Ginger again. Oh, this is not going to be a happy birthday for her. But some things I can circumvent just because I am on XP. So I wasn't forced to download Origin to update anything, but I'm thinking about trying it out. And I'm quite frightened of what's going to happen. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Any case, so EA is another one that is suffering from lack of innovation. They're not doing anything great and fantastical over there. And they're, of course, touting how great they are. Security files are saying in a room they have terrible servers. They have always had absolutely terrible servers. I remember playing Burnout back in the day, and we were always dropped at first. You couldn't stay on. Then EA was fighting with Microsoft about servers. Microsoft is fighting with Comcast. Everybody's fighting over who gets to have what or who gets access to what. And EA is the most anti-friendly. Ginger is not happy, y'all. Oh, we have an angry Ginger on her birthday. Oh, poor baby. Ginger. Let me type to her, y'all. It's all right. We love you. Okay. Poor Ginger. There she goes.
We love you, Ginger. It's all right.
Star.
The security's saying it took about... who did we just... Oh, yeah, you dropped out of chat room. Poor baby. Poor Ginger. Battlefield 2 took a month to finally stay in the game without being booted. I never played any Battlefield before. None whatsoever, except for this new demo. So I was always the Ghost Recon girl. I don't understand EA and the Ginger. You are right, baby. You are.
Yeah.
I'm hearing angry breathing.
I'm glaring. There we go. I got my chat room reloaded. I was like, I gotta have my chat room.
Okay. So I'm trying to stay on topic, but I'm having my focus issues. Too much caffeine and sugar. But there, a lot of what she's saying is very true, but I don't like what she's talking about. It doesn't matter if you're making Barbie Horse Adventures. It only matters because you're making a great Barbie Horse Adventures, and you're going to give little girls the best game they've played in their lives. No. And she says that's what you should be thinking about. I don't agree at all.
I don't want to play Barbie Horse Adventures.
Yeah, see, I think in a lot of ways she's kind of back and forth. On one hand, saying, "Oh yeah, we need this innovation." Part of innovation is not saying, "Okay, well, we're going to make the best Barbie Horse Adventures that we can." You know what? Barbie Horse Adventures maybe needs to go away. I'm looking more in terms of damage done to little girls, thinking that that's all that there is for them to play. Period.
Yes. I want. You gave me Nancy Drew a while back. I got to do a review for a Nancy Drew game.
Mm-hmm.
It is, of course, focused at little girls. And it wasn't bad. Of course, it was for a younger audience, so it was kind of like, meh. But the games inside of it were really good. They were very thoughtful. They were knowledgeable. I mean, the girls would learn information that could actually help them in real life.
Yeah, a lot of puzzle solving, a lot of problem solving, reasoning, rational, all this kind of business.
Mm-hmm. And there was all kinds of history stuff in there, too, you could click on for this one.
Yeah, and that's why they've been around for all this time. If Miss Laurelin wants to know the truth, it's because they found a niche.
Yes.
And she's saying, oh, you can't find one, you know, you really can't find a niche. You need to go out and, you know, do the research for your players. Yeah, sometimes you can create a whole new niche. The way they have, because they literally have no competition. It's not because they've bought out the competition, EA. It's because nobody else can figure out what the hell are they doing over at Her Interactive that's, you know, causing them to be able to sell all these games. And believe you me, you may not like them, but I have met tons of little girls between the ages of 9 and 14 who play the hell out of Nancy Drew.
Yes, and I mean, I can see a lot of well, not just little girls. I mean, this like.
Well,
I mean,
could,
I don't want to
throw
like,
Hardy Boys in there. They could probably throw the Hardy Boys in there. And
but
I don't think. I think I like that they're very much focused on the girls because we don't get a whole lot of games aimed towards girls that are actually good games that are fun to play.
And it wasn't like dress up your dolly in all pink and pastel colors and. Yeah. No, I mean, like Corey said, it was puzzles and it was. Knowledge games, and there was even a car chase. I loved it. It was really good.
Oh, they finally put in a car chase? I was telling them about that last time.
Yes. There was a car chase in this one.
I told them they need a little bit more excitement because they're very much about creating an experience, which is what I think Miss Laurelin is missing out on. It's not just doing research, but you need to create an experience because women's minds and gaming are different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you this story before. When I was playing... the Chronicles of Riddick game, to tell you how different men and women's minds are. Not that we like different games, but the way our minds work is completely different in that I was playing, it's an MMORPG, first-person shooter, hybrid, weird kind of thing, and there's a part where when you're in jail, you're supposed to go to, you know, see if you can get a weapon. So this one guy character in the game says to me, come back, you know, this day, and I'll have a weapon for you. And I go, oh, that's nice. I'm going to go back and get a weapon. I go back, and he stabs me. Okay? Now, most guys, you know this is going to happen. My significant other, the second he was playing the game, I didn't say anything. I'm just sitting there watching going, And he goes, as soon as the guy says, come back later, I have a weapon for you. He's like, he's going to stab me. I'm not going back there. And I said, I didn't even think about that. And I just was like, oh, a weapon. I'm going to get a new shank, and then I'm going to shank some other people, not thinking I'm going to be the one to get shanked. Our minds just work different sometimes. And that's where the research comes in, and then creating the experience around, you know, being a man or a woman. I think we talk about this often. BioWare has this down with Dragon Age. The experience is good. The guys love it. They go in and they're fighting. The women love it. We got a story, and we got the fighting because that's what we like. And Nancy Drew is always a complete experience. They had the New Orleans one I told you right after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
They actually put up a little, you know, opening on the screen and said, before playing this, make sure the room is dark. If you have a heart condition, please, you know, talk to your parents before you play. Best played on a laptop, you know, in a dark room, get in the corner, get your blanket. And that's exactly what I did. And I was a little bit on edge playing because, you know, there was this thing coming out of the screen at me. The voodoo man with the face, yeah. I was a little nervous.
Security, I have to argue with you. I'm so sorry. No, the Wii should not just be for children. I want to see some adult games on the Wii. It's about time I had a fully immersive MMORPG. I want to get up. I want to fight. I want to move. I don't want to be on rails.
Well, you're not on rails on the Wii. The one that's the rails one is the Kinect.
Yeah, that's why I was saying the Wii.
Ah.
And I don't want to be glued to my computer chair. I don't want to be glued to my computer.
You never played Resident Evil for the Wii, did you? Go pick that one up. That one's fun. That's another one you need to play in a dark room. You got the projector and you can get up and move around. Oh, you're going to love that.
Yes. I mean, security's talking about, you know, her, I don't know, kids play the Wii while, you know, they play the Xbox. And no, the Wii should not just be, I know a lot of people see the Wii as a children's console because it's Nintendo and a lot of Nintendo games are for children. They don't really focus on adults. At least they didn't.
The Wii U
is a whole new realm.
I don't necessarily think that they're focusing on anybody. Nintendo just makes what they make. It just happens that mostly kids like it. But, you know, in all honesty, the kids in my family are not really Wii fans. I think I'm the biggest one in the family with my other cousin plays a lot of Wii. But because we love Animal Crossing and the fishing.
Oh, fishing.
But I don't – and he's saying they direct their games to kids. But it's kind of the same thing we always say. You got to get them while they're young. Nintendo knows what they're doing. They get us and they hook us because even though we're all griping, most of us have a Wii. We just we bought it. We bought one because you've been with them since forever. You can't imagine not having a Nintendo system in your house. But
And I don't know about anybody else, but I started downloading a lot of the old original NES games onto my Wii. Mario 3, and I've got Super Mario 2, which a lot of people are like, wait, there was a Super Mario 2? Yes, there was a Super Mario 2. It was fun.
I was never a Mario fan, other than Mario Kart. Not ever. He was at his height. I was hating it. Everywhere I go, everybody was playing. I kept the noises. I was like, oh, stop. But I do have a special place in my heart for him. You know, I like his little red suspenders.
Yes. They need to bring back Duck Hunt.
Now, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Yes. Duck Hunt. I love that. Oh, there was another one. It had to do with balloons. It was a knockoff of Duck Hunt, of course, but instead of shooting ducks and with that horrible little dog that taunted you, it was a bunch of balloons that you had to shoot before they got out of the screen and whatnot.
I loved me some Duck Hunt. All I need is me a Wiimote / rifle. And
because, see, yeah, Kinect really cannot do that. I'm guessing the PlayStation Move could because they've got the wand as well. But I've not really played it. And I've got the Kinect. I love the Kinect, don't get me wrong. But I want something in my hand. It just does not...
That's
all right.
They keep promising us things on Kinect that I know aren't going to go well. I just know that they aren't going to go very well at all.
No, and a lot of those games that they were showing at E3 were all on rails.
Every single one.
I don't want to be contained. I do not want to be contained. Stop trying to contain me. I want to explore. You give me these beautiful worlds. You tease me. Oh, it's all open world. No, I'm sorry. If I can't get off the road, that is not open world.
Well, see, even I, who usually can throw out an idea to make it not be on rails, I'm kind of stumped as far as the Kinect goes with the, you know, not being on rails. I'm really stumped. The only thing I've seen that does really well on Kinect, and it's not just Dance Central, it's the Zumba Fitness, because it is not, even Dance Central kind of keeps you in this one little circle.
Yes.
Whereas Zumba's like, move all over. You can move forwards, back, move side to side. We can see you. Just do it. Just do the movements. We can see every little hip twitch, everything that you do. But I can't think of any way. Maybe it's because I haven't seen the programming. Maybe I need to look at the code.
I've seen it hacked and used with PC to where they've added programs, codes, to where, you know, you lean forward, you lean side to side, forward, and, you know, you move forward, forward to the side, forward to the left, you know, backwards to the side, whatever.
Well, Security's saying he doesn't doubt they come out with Kinect 2, but what we got earlier in the week, was that the PR that I got that I was probably not supposed to be reading online to do with the stock? They're actually going to start using the Kinect. They're saying something to do with Office so that, you know, it works for presentations. And
yes.
So I think they realized probably the Kinect's best realm is not going to be in gaming. I think it works really well with business, especially for people who, you know, I want to do my presentation. I don't want to have to click a button or wait for a delay. I can hold my hand out and move it.
I think it has potential for games once they master movement. I mean, sure, it can see us dance. It can see us, you know, shooting. Well, all right, it can sometimes see us shooting. Sometimes it's got issues picking up hand motions. I've noticed, especially playing with somebody taller and longer arms, they have no issue with being seen with the Kinect. Sometimes playing Dance Central, because we'll play the same thing back to back, and it won't see my arm movement as well. It'll tell me you're not doing something. I'm like, yes, I am.
I will tell you what pisses me off. It'll tell me I'm doing the move wrong, and I'm like, excuse me, I do this same move in the club and have been doing it for years. So, yes, I know it's correct. What do you mean it's not right? It's because they can't see me.
I'm not right.
I am dropping it like it's hot, and I know I'm dropping it right. What?
Oh, see, Jay, I refuse to even talk about Tiger Woods. No.
Now, yeah, he's right. Sony did have the iToy? And the iToy was okay. It was, you know, they were the first ones, even though, you know, everybody likes to say it was Nintendo. Sony was the first one to start with the technology. Nintendo perfected it, which is what they do. And the funny thing is, I am willing to bet at some point Nintendo is going to come out with some other Move platform, and it's going to be something that you put on the floor, and it's going to be all around you, and then we will be free.
Yes, and I cannot wait. I want to be free. I want to move around. Seriously, I was so excited when the Wii came out, because when they came out with Zelda, at our local Hastings, they actually had the Zelda shield and sword that, you know, you use the Wiimote and the nunchuck with. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And I was thinking, oh, I cannot wait to see this being used inside MMOs. Can you imagine plugging your Wiimote into the staff or into your sword or into your shield? And
see, now you're getting it. But we still need something in your hands for it to feel viable, because I feel... put it this way, playing Harry Potter on the Kinect and then playing it on the Wii, two totally different experiences, and one very good, one very bad. The one on the Wii, I loved. When I played it on the Kinect, I did something you all know I never do. I sold the game, and I didn't even want to buy a new one. Just take it from me. I don't want it. I don't want it.
That one is good. Fishing game for the Wii. Good
you
one.
Need to get Animal Crossing so you can play with me.
Yes, I do.
Of course, then I have to leave my town open so Ginger can come fishing, because she'd just be like, I need some new fish. I see on the chart here on the Animal Crossing
site. Yes.
You guys know how hardcore Animal Crossing is. Some of you were like, Animal Crossing is for kids. No. Go to acworld.com, and you want to see how hardcore some of the adults are with Animal Crossing. They know what times of day it is everywhere in the world, and these people will leave their gates open so you can go into their town. They want your gates open. You can go into their town. Like right now, I think it's like daytime somewhere in New Guinea. And they would want to come to your town in this time zone, so it's because it's nighttime, and there's only certain bugs you can catch only at this time of the year in Animal Crossing. Yes, there's it's.
Oh, wow, people. That's crazy.
They are.
Oh, I might have to talk somebody into that. Happy birthday.
It was, for me, it was $20. You got the whole Wii Speak set, the Animal Crossing, and the voice so you can chat over voice. And their voice is not headset. It's room-wide. It's actually pretty good. I was expecting it to be bad without the headset. But Obviously, I have to curb my language when I'm speaking. Me speaking of my friend's kids, so I was like, I gotta watch what I say because the whole room can hear me.
That could be an issue.
Son of a bubba, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Excuse me, I said the vision cam is very popular. Uno, can't you see more than you want to? Ah,
no. And I love playing Uno too. I love playing Uno. Hold me some Uno.
Now, Ginger May, you got to tell us what you found on TMZ about
this. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to go with the Winklevoss twins first because for as hot as they are, really, there's just like a wind tunnel between their ears. Seriously. All right. So, any of y'all know who the Winklevoss?
The Winkletoes.
Go away, Moth. All right. The legal losing streak continues for Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss. All right, these are the twins that are made infamous by the movie, what was that?
Social Network.
The Social Network, which, of course, we all know was based off of Facebook and how Facebook came around. Anyways, apparently they helped develop Facebook or helped come up with the idea or something back in the day. They were paid for their part in it, pretty much paid off a long time ago. And now they're saying, you know what, y'all screwed us. You undervalued what Facebook was worth, and now that you're worth, like, billions, we want some of that. We want more of that. We didn't get enough. I think what did they get? They got a $65 million settlement with Mark Zuckerberg. They are now out $15 million of it in lawyer fees because they keep going back and suing to try to get more of the Facebook empire. And, of course, the judges are like, you waited this long to try to cash in? No, sorry. Not happening. They just keep getting dismissed. And, yeah, now they are up to $13 million in fees after losing yet another appeal in their never-ending Facebook saga.
You could have taken that $65 million, even if you split it in half, and lived off of the interest alone. Hell, even if you wanted to, turn around and buy up a bunch of shares of Facebook. You would have gotten some of your money back by now.
Exactly. But instead, you are wasting your $65 million in legal fees for something you're never going to get.
This is assuming they weren't barred from buying the stock. I don't think Zuckerberg would have done that.
I don't know. I don't ever.
Well, who knows? Zuckerberg.
Yeah. You know how that is. What's that whole saying? There is no friendship in business or something like that?
No, all's fair in business, love, and war.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll tell you. You are probably dead on about that. A friend of mine, who was an older gentleman, told me, look, this is not about being nice. You are not their friends. You need to do this, this, and this, and this. Okay. But that's not nice. It's not about being nice.
It's not. It's about business. It's about making money. It's about making an earning. It's about taking care of yourself. Taking care of your stuff.
I'm really curious as to why they didn't just take... Hell, they could have took that $13 million and bought stock in Facebook and just sat back. And they would have been billionaires as well. And owned a good portion of Facebook still.
Yes. But instead, they are fighting for more because they're greedy little bastages. And they're not going to get it. They're not. But they keep trying. They keep trying. And they really just... Give it up, guys. Give it up. Going to work as models instead. I want to see you shirtless.
They are good looking. I thought they just... I had seen them before you sent this link. I thought they would just cast, you know, nice looking twins as them in the movie. They really are nice looking guys.
They are some nice looking guys.
Here's the irony of all this. On TMZ, if you click their picture to drag it, to share it, the first arrow that it points to is Facebook.
That's hilarious.
Click here to share on Facebook.
All right, so can I share my second moron story from TMZ?
Oh, more.
Yes, more morons, because, you know, they're like breeding or something, like rabbits. All right. Right, I don't know if any of y'all have heard about this whole celebrity phone hacking that's been going on, where somebody hacked Scarlett Johansson and several other celebrities and then leaked nude photos of them onto the internet. Well, they finally caught the guy. He's been arrested. They say this morning. I think I pulled this up yesterday. So yesterday morning, he was arrested and charged with wiretapping, identity theft, and other charges related to hacking celebrity phones and computers. He is 35-year-old Christopher Chaney, will forever be remembered as the biggest tool ever.
Oh, no. I think I have a relative by that name. Wait a minute. How old is he? No, that's not him.
Okay. Yeah. He's been... he appeared before a judge in Florida. He lives in Florida, by the way. So if any of y'all know him, please point and laugh. Released on a $10,000 bond. And as part of his release, the judge banned Mr. Chaney from using any computer device that has internet access. So no phones, no Wii, no Xbox, no computer, no iPad, no iPod, no nothing. You are screwed, dude. Oh, it's horrible. He's also prohibited from using any drugs and possessing firearms. That's pretty standard. The most embarrassing part, you're a 35-year-old man who has to live with his parents. He's been ordered to live with his parents.
Go home, live with your mama.
We're sorry, you're too immature for adulthood. Go back to your mama. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Go home, live with your mama.
Go back to your mama.
What is the purpose with the hacking? What was he going? What was he doing? Was he selling the photos to the tabloids?
Probably is what I'm going to assume. Is he was probably selling them to the tabloids, or maybe he was just leaking them free onto the internet, which still.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, if you're going to do this, where you're literally going to go to jail for years, get a huge fine. You're never going to make anything out of this life. You just ought to re-roll and restart.
Jay, that's a very long number. I'm so happy that they're planning on doing away with the Nintendo book.
Wii codes? Oh my god, I know. I don't even know what mine is.
I have mine written somewhere.
I'll get mine, because I've got a lot of people who've been bugging me for it, and I'll write it up here on my little cheat sheet of all kinds of gaming stuff.
Wait a minute, I might actually have mine on my desktop. Well, no, not on this desktop.
As Corey found out the other day, I've got five notepads laying around my computer that have different notes about different games. And we're talking about, like, for World of Warcraft, I had hanging up on the wall, it was outdated, of course, now, but, what kind of markers you needed to trade in for other ones to get weapons and gear and da-da-da-da-da and how they broke down and, yeah.
See, she's old school.
Oh, old school. I knew exactly what I needed. I was like, all right, so I don't actually want to do this dungeon, but if I do enough of this one, I can get these, and I can trade them for that, and then I can trade it for that, and yay.
See, you all have programs to do that for you. He said he thinks that's mine. He had to dig deep in the email. Honey, I don't even know. I thought mine was here somewhere. I was looking just now going, okay, I had a file that said Wii code.
I know mine was posted on another website, another gaming forum, way back in the day. I'll have to go see whether or not it's still there, but I'm kind of banned, so it's probably not.
Well, I've reset mine, so I know where it's not accurate.
Yeah.
Not no more.
I don't know. I don't think I've reset mine. I didn't do that, but that tells you how much I...
Well, I know you could on
the... I don't
the,
really play on mine with me.
I did with my DS because I was having crazy people coming in my town, and I still have that cursing penguin. Why are you people?
This is Animal Crossing.
Yes, I don't know why people do that. Stop teaching your animals to say bad stuff.
All right, if I get this, your kid cannot come to my town.
I'm coming to your town, and I'm hoping that penguin follows me over to your town and stays with you. That's what I hope.
That is fine. You bring that right on over.
Say hello, hello, penguin baby. Go on to Ginger's house. Come on, follow me.
Because, yes, I'm going to be teaching mine all kinds of naughtiness.
Ginger.
What?
Don't teach it naughtiness.
Aww.
You know how people used to say, how come every time I come visit your town, I go home, all my animals are talking about Gamer Girls Radio? Because that's how we market, baby.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, I love that.
They still got some people out there, I'm sure, that have animals that are saying, I love Gamer Girls Radio. They are the best. Have you been to GamerGirlsRadio.com? What happened? What?
I got an idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about it on the radio.
You're not talking about it on the radio?
Nope.
Why can't we talk about it on the radio?
Because it's awesome.
Does it involve naked people?
No, it involves advertising.
Oh, does it involve writing things on Jay's forehead?
Oh, it could. magic marker.
He'd be like, sure.
Look, you. Oh my God! What did he just say?
In your dreams, Jay. That's the only time you're ever going to hear that phrase.
The eye rolling has commenced. The eye rolling has commenced. Oh.
And actually, you know, if she said that to you, just saying.
Oh, Ginger.
I am not in my birthday suit. I have clothes on.
She is in a birthday suit under her clothes.
Yes, I have a birthday suit under my clothes.
Like Shakira underneath her clothes.
Yes, yes. Oh, Shakira, she's so hot.
See, here she goes again. First it was Felicia Day.
And Beyonce and Shakira and, oh, yeah.
And see, you didn't mention them earlier before at the beginning of the show. You were all on some Felicia Day.
Felicia Day is hot. She's hot. She's a gamer. She's redhead. She's hot. She's awesome. She can sing.
I don't know if she can sing. I think that's a little bit of auto-tune. Just a little tad. Okay, we lost our Ginger again. She may not make it back before the show's over. Okay, really quickly, because we forgot all about it, the three biggest myths about women in tech. And I'm going to have to just run down the list and not give you much in the way of examples, but you can pop over to VentureBeat.com and check out the article. Again, that's written by one Miss Allison Scott, Ph.D. Okay, so the myth goes, myth number one, IT environments are true. Meritocracies. You also have number two, technical skills and productivity are all that matters. Diversity is not important. Myth two, the lack of women and underrepresented peoples of color is only a pipeline problem. Go over and voice your opinion. Check out VentureBeat. Yes, we're sending you somewhere else for once, or you can drop by our site if you'd like and just pick a fight in the forums. There's already a fight going on, something to do with more of those rocket launcher keys. So, that reminds me, if you have not played Fallen Earth and you need a rocket launcher key, you might want to keep your eyes out. Ginger, are you back? Poor baby. She's on her way back. Oh, there she is. Oh, she's gone again. Sorry, guys. You're not going to get your Ginger back before time. I don't know what to tell you. All right. It is about that time for us to head out. You know where to find us. Gamermatrix.com. GamerGirlsRadio.com. Good night, Miss Issa. Sleep well. We'll see you next week. Oh, the girl's got to go to work. Okay. Good night, Issa Bear. So anyway, and if you love us, favorite us. And if you hate us, favorite us anyway. We'll see.
Ginger is growling again.
Ginger, just tell everybody goodbye. Say goodbye. You want to say bye-bye?
Goodbye, folks.
I am so pissed, Jay.
What should we close out with? What should we give you lovely peoples?
Something? Yeah, I don't know.
I think we need a little bit of this. It's just fitting.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of Bandit Nation, accompanied by Miss PvP girl, Gigi.
She's so beautiful.
Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I like this right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
So yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to NAC to go and check out what's his name. But during this patch work, I get a freeze frame. Cause everybody is casting their spells, it's kinda lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow, looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low, spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll, PST and GG cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick and hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Gotta run and I wait for something. I dread to race the way my cup is running.
I can't walk or move. Something's really failing.
Oh
and now my sound's cracked. I feel like failing.
Four piece of dragon flight, I freak. Stuck on a flight path and my frame rate is weak. In one frame a minute and it gets so slow.
Huh?
I'm watching my screen right now. It's a slideshow.
Yeah.
Tell me how to read like this. I can't even whisper. Won't play my
make it through this leg. You ready, Nation? Come on, let's do this.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could epic the kid. So, are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Survive. I'm one or may not, but I survived.